Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Hope to sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls. Come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
And I welcome you to Monday, February 16th of the radio broadcast of the Gospel Pulpit. Brother Ricky along with you. It is a great joy to be back with you again today. And let me just say, I hope you'll be spending time every day now in your Bible, and then spend time every day in prayer. Well, I introduced to you last week, or 2 weeks ago, our new project we are calling Reaching America with the Gospel. We're asking 1,000 people across America, churches, individuals, Sunday school classes, whatever it is, to support GBI $10 per month. That's $120 for the year. And if we could do that, we can take on some more stations. And my goal is to get into some cities in the United States where maybe the gospel is not being preached as much. Now, we may take on some other stations that that do have the gospel preached in those areas, but we're going to see how that goes. And our long-term goal is to get into some other states where the gospel is not preached very much. So I hope you'll help me pray about this, and I hope you'll take it to your church in prayer. And then if you could support more, maybe your church could take us on for mission support. Friend, we're a mission-minded ministry. We are an extension of the local Bible-preaching church, all right? I work from the Fall Creek Baptist Church of Jonesville, North Carolina. Brother Don Hudson is our pastor, and of course, also I'm affiliated with Tabernacle Baptist Missions International, and Dr. Melvin Aiken is our missions director, and I certainly appreciate him. And of course, Gospel Broadcasting, let me just say this, GBI is its own entity with its own board of directors, and we get the job done as far as on different radio stations around America, in different places around the Southeast, especially and in the Midwest. And so we try to preach the Word of God as it is to men as they are. So I thank God for what God's doing in this great day. And I hope you'll pray for me during this time as we try this new outreach to maybe have some money come in where we can take some other stations on. Father, will you bless us today? Do that is needed in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me quickly give you the mailing address if you'd like to write me. If you're making a check, make it to GBI. And then our mailing address, GBI, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. Now, I started a series of messages last week, and we're going to continue this week from the book of Joshua. This is not verse by verse, but this is just topical preaching, and we're dealing with the character of Joshua. We go back to that today. Now, I call your attention today to the scriptures in Joshua chapter number 1. We're going to continue our second message here in preaching from Joshua, and also our second message in this, the character of Joshua. And so we'll read our text verse, and then I'll move on to some things today. Joshua chapter 1, verse 1. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying. Now, Joshua, Moses is dead. So now Joshua is speaking, God is speaking to him. A new man, a new general on the scene, so to speak, and this general would conquer the Canaan land. And so God is now speaking to him. So what we're doing is we're looking at the character of this man, Joshua. Joshua chapter 1, verse 1 introduces Joshua. And so we're looking at the character of him. Now, on the last message, we looked at Joshua the son. And many times in the Bible, it's recorded Joshua the son of Nun. And then we looked at Joshua the servant. And I've already found this out in life. If you don't serve others well, you won't serve God well. You know that? And you got to learn to be a servant. So Joshua, even in our text verse here, it says Moses' minister. Joshua was now going to be the head of Israel, but Joshua had already been Moses' minister for a long time. Now we'll look at some things today. Our Father, as we come today, will you bless the message of the word of the Lord? Will you use it, Lord, for your glory? Have your will your way in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, we're looking, and we said Joshua the son and then Joshua the servant. Now, I want to look on today talking about this man Joshua here, and I will look at Joshua the student. Joshua the student. Now, Joshua had to learn some things. He really did. Now, just like you and I do, as born-again believers, we're not going to start out knowing everything. Now, I think, I know that I made a big mistake in my ministry in my early days, and I didn't understand this. But many people told me how good I was and how good I preached and all this stuff. And so it really went to my head. It really messed me up. And it left me with an attitude of, I know more about the Bible than anybody else. And I had that attitude. I had that, it was kind of a pharisaical sort of an attitude. And brother, it hurt me. It hurt my ministry. It hurt me. Let me say this to you. I've been saved for 48 years. I've been preaching this Bible. I'm in my 42nd year now preaching the Word of God. And so I realize that I do not know a smidgen. That's a country language for just a little bit. I don't know a smidgen of what I need to know about the Bible. I really don't. And so we need to learn. But now here, Joshua, there's two instances where Joshua became a student. Now let me refresh your memory a little bit and help you. The children of Israel, Moses and Joshua up in the mountain. And Moses is getting the law of God. Boy, I tell you what, he's having a time. He's seeing the glory of God. And Joshua's seeing the glory of God. Boy, they're having a time. And so the people got restless. And remember, they went to Aaron. And Aaron made them false gods. Aaron made them this golden calf, a false god, this golden calf. And the calf was the Egyptian god. So they were always wanting to go back. They were always wanting to return to Egypt. Now, that's a tactic of the devil, always wanting to get you to look back, but you need to look forward. And so these people were in gross sin. I mean, they were stripped off naked. They were just in sin. And so they're starting now to come down from the mountain. All right, God told Moses to get down the mountain. And as Moses starts down the mountain, an interesting an account happens in Scripture in Exodus chapter 32, if you want to follow with me in your Bibles. In Exodus 32 and verse 17, the Bible said, "And when Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said unto Moses, there is a noise of war in the camp." And Moses, of course, being older and being wiser, the Bible said, and he said, "It is not the voice of them that shout for mastery, neither is it the voice of them that cry for being overcome, but the noise of them that sing do I hear." Now, Moses was able to discern what it was. Now, Joshua was young. Joshua didn't have the wisdom that Moses had. And Joshua had to be a student. Now, there's times in our lives we have to be students. Now, let me say this to you. I'm not against a young preacher doing something for God. But I want to say to you young men, I want to say something to you that nobody's saying to you in this day and hour. You're going to have to learn some things. And I'll tell you this. If you take a church at a very young age, you are going to go through the briar patch. And you're going to learn some things the hard way. Now, I don't mean to be blunt about that. I guess I do in my way, but I want to help you. And I want you to understand that you've got to become a student. There's things that Bible college, and I'm not against Bible college. I want you to understand that. People think I come on the radio, I'm against Bible college. I'm not. I've got great, I know great people that run great Bible colleges, and I'm grateful for that. But here is the thing about that. There are things that the Bible college will not be able to teach you. There are some things that only experience in life can teach you. Now, this was an experience of God's people going astray. So God told God's man, Moses, he said, get down the mountain. Now, Joshua's with him. In a few short years, and life does pass by swiftly, Joshua is going to be the leader of the children of Israel. And Joshua had to learn to discern what would be good and evil. This would show up later in Achan. Remember that? Joshua discerned Achan. Amen? And so Joshua now is having to learn. Joshua thinks it's one thing. He thinks it's war. Well, it's not war. It's sin. And Moses said, no, that ain't what it is. He said, it's the sound of them that sing. Do I hear? Moses knew that something was wrong there. Amen. He was able to discern it. Now, when you're an older preacher or an older person in a church, you have more discernment. Did you know that? Our older people should not be put on the back burner. I want to say why I'm preaching this message. Our older preachers should not be put on the back burner. You're making a mistake, young men, when you put the old men on the back burner. And you say, well, those old fellas, I mean, they're the ones dragging everything down. Let me tell you something. If it wasn't for those old fellas, you wouldn't have what you got. Amen. Those old fellas paid the price in prayer. They paid the price Christ. They built the buildings. They started the schools, the mission boards, the colleges, and all that. And so let me say this about that. Amen. The older people still have their place of discernment. The older people have wisdom, and it would do every young preacher and every young person well to listen to the older. Amen. Most of my friends are older than me. And why is that? Because I get discernment from those guys. Amen. You know, Rehoboam got in real trouble. You remember that in the book of Kings? And Solomon had died. And Rehoboam, he met with the old men. And they said, if you'll serve these people, you'll be a servant. Said, they'll follow you forever. And boy, he met with those young men of his day. And those young men didn't have any discernment. They just wanted to, they wanted to rough it on through. And by the way, we got a crowd of preachers like that day. They want to go in the church and straighten everything out in 6 months. They take a church, they want to straighten everything. And you know what? They split the church 40 ways. People leave. Oh, but preacher, this has got to be straightened out. Well, hold on a minute. What would you young preachers do with the church of Corinth? They were carnal. That one crowd was following this crowd. One part was following that crowd. They were, one man was committing fornication with his own father's wife. They were going to court, to law against each other. He had to write to them about sacrificing, eating things sacrificed to idols. They were getting drunk at the Lord's Supper. You say, why, preacher? They were confused on tongues. You say, boy, I wouldn't take a church like that. What if God puts you over there? Well, what would you do? Now, Paul didn't bust the church of Corinth. Paul came in, Paul wrote him a letter, Paul exposed what was going on, but Paul was nice about it, and Paul was loving about it, and Paul helped them. Amen. Now, there are times things need to be called out, but there are times, amen, you need to listen. So Joshua is learning a valuable lesson. Joshua's learning a lesson he's going to need in the future as you read the book of Joshua, and as you go toward the sin of Achan. Joshua at that time is going to know what sin is. And he didn't understand here what was going on, but he did a little bit later. Now, amen. There's another time in the Bible. Now, by the way, concerning Joshua here, Moses was right to rebuke Joshua. And Joshua had to learn. But now there's one thing about Joshua. He did not get bitter at the correction of Moses. Now, I want to say, if you're a young preacher and you get mad at correction, let me say this, you will never, ever do anything for God. You know, just about every pastor I've ever had, even in my older years, I've had some pastors that kind of corrected me. They did it in the right way. Now, Brother Cawthorn, we need to do it this way. Now, that don't mean that that I don't know what I'm doing as a preacher. That don't mean that at all. It just means that I would do what I do better when I listen to the correction of older men. Amen? I had an older man not long ago. Not too many years ago, I had a very, I don't know the right word. I don't know English well enough to put the right word here. But I had a very interesting situation in my life that occurred to me and my wife. And it was an interesting situation. It was something to do in the ministry. And we had to make a decision. And I didn't call the young fella that used philosophy more than the Bible. I called an old preacher. I called an older man that's been filled with the Holy Ghost, that knew some things about the Bible. Matter of fact, I called one of the best Bible men in our country. And I said to him, we have an interesting situation here. And this man, he did not tell me what I wanted to hear. He told me what I needed to hear. He didn't just tell me what I needed to hear once. But if he told me once, I think he told me three times that day. I started to go, and he'd say, now, Rick, wait a minute. And he would tell me this same thing again, three times at least, two or three times. He told me this same thing. He told me what I need to do. I did exactly what that. Well, friend, we come to the end of our radio broadcast for this Monday, February 16th. It's been a great joy to be with you on radio today. If you'd like to have the message you just heard, it's R489-2. R489-2. We'll email you the entire message or send it to you on CD. You let us know which way you want it. All right, God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to the broadcast today. Jesus. Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn. I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together.
All the time, He who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine to the hungry.